A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Tropical Depression Danielle.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
Heavy rains and widespread flooding currently being experienced in Zimbabwe have resulted in the destruction of key public infrastructure, with roads deteriorating rapidly.
Tropical Depression Danielle, which was categorized as a Category 4 storm, killed 7 people and displaced 130,000 more in Mozambique, the country's disaster agency reported on Friday. In Zimbabwe, meanwhile, the Civil Protection Unit, or CPU, has warned that the downgrading of Cyclone Danielle to a tropical depression has not reduced the risk to human life and infrastructure. Most water bodies and rivers in Matabele and South Province started flooding as of Saturday as torrential rains pounded the southern parts of the country.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinge tichitaura nenyaya ye mafashamu emvura akarova nzvimbo dzeZimbabwe. Tiri kunzwa kuti kunana Matabeleland, kunana Midlands, kunana Masvingo nekumanikaland mvura yanga yakawandisa sekutaura kwatamboita negurukota rinoona nezvezvivakwa nekugadzirisa izvo zvinhu zvakaita semigwagwa. Dr. Joram Gumbo vati mvura yakadai yakapedzisira kunaya 1945 yanga isati yamboonekwa. Nekudaro vanhu vakawanda, vamwe vakaeredzwa vakashaya zvipfuyo zvimwe chete ndizvozvo, vamwe vachirohwa nemheni, vamwe vachieredzwa nemarwizi vachiedza kuti vange vachiyambuka nzizi dzakazara mvura. Vamwe vanhu kutaura kuno vari kunzi vari mumakomo nenyaya yekuti vakatizira mumakomo nekuti mvura yanga yawandisa. Saka ndonyaya yatida kunzwa kubva kune vanhu veZimbabwe, nekuti tiri kuzva kuti yakabata-batawo kuMozambique kunyanya, kwakafawa vanhu vakawanda. Tiraunzwa vanhu veZimbabwe vari ikoko kuti zvakafamba sei. KuSouth Africa kunana Limpopo kwanga kuchitarisirwawo kuti kunoita dambudziko iroriri. Nenzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana tichitaura navo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, uye nematambudziko anogona kusangana nevanhu kana paita dambudziko rakadai. Kipsi
ivahambe zulu kani ndava lingani njani kuna ngapo lapha likhona thina lapha ke lo blessing siyaphila sibili, kodwa ke siyeza ukuthi kuna ngapho ngemakhaya lithwele nzima kakhulu, ikakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kule zulu leli elikhulu kakhulu. Abanye bathi ke ngucyclone Danielle, abanye bakhuluma abakufunayo, kodwa into ekhona yikuthi izulu leli litshaya okumangalisayo. Sizwile ke ukuthi etsholotsho khona ngale ke abantu abanye sibili kungani kunzima ngoba sebesisuwele ezindlini zabo emakhaya khona ngale, sebehlaliswa kwezindaweni ezingani izikolo kumbe endaweni ezinjalo. Kodwa sike sabona futhi le mpikitsha kumbe ngithi imfanekiso etshengisa ukuthi lesikente khona ngale izikolo lazo sezigcwele amanzi. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani lapha elikhona khona ngapho ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Ukuze lingene khonapha kuhlelo, nansi inombolo lifone kanye selifone la khona ngapho, 001-202-619-2077. Zaphinda njalo, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, Gibbs, we did manage to talk to the Minister for Transport, that is Dr. Joram Gumbo, before coming on air, for him to just tell us about the state of some of the areas that were affected by the heavy rains over the weekend. Let's just take a listen to what he had to say.
The floods that have affected most of our areas, particularly in the low-lying areas, because of this cyclone Dineo, which came through Mozambique, have actually left us with a stretch of disaster. The dams have been swept away. Some bridges have been washed away. Some families, as I speak to you right now, are no longer having a home to talk about. I can tell you of a story of a lady or a woman in Cholocho area who was trying to cross a river, running away from her home. And her dog with its puppies were also following the owner. And the dog beat the woman, and the woman thought she was being beaten by a crocodile as she was crossing the river. Just to show you how serious this matter is. So a very big stretch of destruction has been left within those areas I'm talking about, the low-lying areas, particularly over this last weekend. And we are busy trying to count the losses and see what we can do as a government, while it's also calling all well-wishers to assist us to try and avert this situation and assist our people. Some of them, we have been left with no homes to talk about. Their fields are totally immersed in water. You don't know where a river is and where a dam is. It's water all over, particularly in the low-lying areas of Cholocho, part of Matabeleland South and Merengwa.
But what is the government doing to assist the people who have been affected by the floods? Is there like an interministerial committee, and what is it doing?
The government has already declared a state of disaster because of this situation. Because the rains that we have received so far in Zimbabwe are recorded as rains which were last received in 1945 and to some extent in 1980. So government has, through a statement by His Excellency, declared that there is a national disaster, which has made it possible now for us to solicit for funds and assistance from all well-wishers, from individuals, from companies, from banks, from anybody who can, NGOs who can come and assist us, so that we can assist our people. We are not just looking and sitting and waiting that like manna will come from heaven. We are definitely doing something as government, and I can tell you, the Minister of Water, the Minister of Local Government, the Minister of Rural Development, the Minister of Transport, which I heard, and also the Minister of Finance, including the Office of the President and the Cabinet, we are meeting and talking and doing something about it.
That there was the Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development, Dr. Joram Gumbo, talking about the state of the nation, as it were, as a result of the flooding, Gibbs.
I think we've got our first guest, and the first guest is Chief Mbiko Masuku of Machache and Ikwanda, that is Matabeleland South Province. Chief Masuku, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I think Blessing can pose the first question.
Mm-hmm. Chief Masuku, tell us about the situation in your area.
Yeah, we did receive quite a large amount of rain, but not as bad as I'm hearing from the minister. Mm-hmm. It only affected crops, because it's been raining since December up to now. No destructions of homes so far. Mm-hmm. We need to receive information about any homes that were destroyed by the rain. Mm-hmm.
How about the infrastructure, such as bridges and roads?
Yeah, the roads are already in a bad state. They are worse now. Mm-hmm. They are worse now. They are in a very, very, very bad state. Mm-hmm. In Gwanda South, with some dams that were swept away, and one in Gwanda North. So when it comes to that type of infrastructure, there is the climate civil.
Ye, nga sikhangele kunapho ke Chief Masuku poke amabele anjani atshiswe ngamanzi kumbe singathi kume njani
okwamabele kuma stages achiyeneyo la athole izulu semakhulu mahle kakhulu kuthi la abe mancane asesijika sefithi
singathi atshiswe izulu
apha kwezinye indawo aphakathi kwamanzi nje speed.
So kutshoni khonokho baba Masuku?
Ngenye ijawo uthi ebuyayo. But anyway, le elamanzi ingcono kakhulu kulale ngelamanzi because singazama ukulima ezinye izinto engaziphilisa.
So ke khonapho nxa sikhangele sibili ubona ngazane abantu abalimalanga yini belinyazwa uthathwa kumbe abanye abafanga yini besenziwa ngamanzi kuna la amaningi kakhulu
nanjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi khona ngilindele ukuthi ngizwe nxa kungaba lemlilo enjalo engathutsha but especially kule-area mina engiwe imajejenetenhlanhla umhlaba wethu phezulu so ukuthi kuflade hayi kusaba khathana
ye nxa sikhangele imigwaqo-ke umgwaqo nalo osuka lese osuka eGwanda udabule ematshetsheni kuzobuya lezinye iindawo ezijiyeneyo kume njani nxa sikhangele futhi la madamu
imigwaqo livele sisesimeni esingasihle izulu lingakani kuthe ngokuna kwezulu kathesi ayisimibi sibili kakhulu ayisahambeki then amadamu njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi kulamanye athethwe ngamanzi singakhangela idamu lensindi hambela amanzi futhi eGwanda South ngapha ko-Chief Mate kulamadamu ahambele athethwe ngamanzi okukhangelela ukuthi nxa kufika isikhathi sokoma abantu labo basebunzimeni ngaphazi ukuthi amanzi bazawathatha ngaphi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Chief Masuku sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana so what the chief is saying is that you know when he's assessing the kind of crop situation he says those crops that were planted early are in a good condition. But those that were planted late are in a very bad situation because there's a lot of water logging. And then when it comes to flooding, he says at least no one has been killed so far in his area. But dams, you know, like in Sindi and one in Chief Mate area were actually swept away by the floods. So then he says at the end of the day, it appears as if the roads are in a very, very bad situation. He says it's because they were really bad before the rains. Now they are worse off.
So those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about flooding in some parts of the country. Kune ava chango tibata, tutauti tinge chitaura nezve mafasha emvura. Ayo ariku kanganisa zvikuru eva mwe vanhu kunzvimbo dzakaita sei kuna Namathe Bedland, ku Midlands, Masvingo, neku Manicaland, nemamwewo madhorobha. Nedzimwewo nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika kunyanya kunzvimbo dziya dzakaderera kana kuti kuma low lying areas tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti kwenyuwo zvinhu zvakamira sei asi pari kupohwa kurudziro CPU yekuti iyo kana nzizi dzichinge dzakazara musaedze kuyambuka zviri nani kuti mumbomira kusvika rwizi rwaserera nekuti vamwe vanhu vari kuedza kuyambuka nzizi dzinenge dzakazara vanhu vakawanda vari kurasikirwa neupenyu pachikurudzirwa kuti kazhinji kana panaya mvura kudai so Gibbs nyaya yemvura inenge inoti netsei saka vanhu havafaniri kungomwa mvura dziri kubva kumatsime kazhinji kana vachida kutomwa mvura vanenge vachikurudzirwa kuti vange vachibhoilisa mvura yacho vasati vatanga kuinwa asi pane dambudziko iroro rakakurisa tiri kunzwawo futi kuti pane rimwe dambudziko rekuti zvipfuyo zviri kuyeredzwawo nemvura dzimwe nguva kune mheni zvakare lightning iyaya iri kuurayawo vamwe vanhu pamwe chete nemhuka saka zvinhu kunzvimbo dzakawanda hadzina kuvira zvakanaka asi hurumende sekutaura kwaita Dr. Joram Gumbo vanga vachiti iri kuedzawo nepainogona kuti inge ichibatsira vanhu vese vawirwa nedambudziko irori asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana paita dambudziko rakadai tiri kunzwawo zvakare kuti vana chiremba vari kuramwa mabasa nekudaro zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka tina mkoma Solomon Mpofu mtereri kuti anga vari ku South Africa baba Mpofu
baba chimpo
ye kunjani Mpofini
unyoni baba ha chimpo
unyoni
unyoni kunjani unyoni
iphile njani baba
ha isiphile kakhulu kunjani egoli kona
ya ngapha ukahle mnumzana
unile udiniwe lo kumbe kuthiwa ngudiniwe kumbe kuthiwa mbani
Yeah, I don't know about you. Lo, lapa ufeze se unfeze zonje. Lapa se no tu estate Marikana. Ufeze unfeze zonje. Zani nizule kusweli zonje.
Oh, so utini yo gate tiniwe akulu lapo, eh?
Yeah, lapa ufeze tiniwe. Kongwa, ya, kongwa, 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 unfeze. Ya fefeze zanje. Zani vile zule kusweli zonje.
Ah, wonige. So, ekaya uzo kutuani. Lapa vela kuna kungapi, mfuga mnyoni.
Nanzwe kothethi baba ngizwa ukuthi aliyana nje awini ndawo yithi yena reza ibasa ukuthi kunizulu usothi zwanje manje ithi twaliyana izulu nje lokho kono kodwa amanye ndawo yakhe ithi vela isizwe leni kakhulu indawo isiqhaqo indawo yomile
mhm so kutwalina kangakanani
yaba thi yami imfula igcwele nje ukuthi indawo zonke ukuthi igcwele imfula ngoba umonakalo nje abantu namasimu laphansi kulokuze nje phansi kwemfula ngathi vese sokukhulwa izimo sezihamba lokhu nalokho into enjalo nje
Mhm. So ngenxa ukuthi kusezakala konoko abantu bathi nokhuluma labo. Abesabela ukuthi kuzoba nendlala kombi.
Ivele sekuyiyo mnumzana ngoba nje yabona into ekhaya nje kuyazilaya ukuthi vele abantu babe ukulima inhlanyelo sasengathi siyahluphi inhlanyelo, inhlanyelo encane yona iyatholakalayo. Enze yakuthi nje indawo yakuthi ngani indawo yethu la iwanje yabona inamasimu akhona nje yapho kubanje ngokulima ikoto nje ukuthi nje Kunoko kuncane emini okuphansi komfula, usomfula ngangaxwaya kakhulu sekungathi sikhukhula indawo sikhukhulile ukuze okulinyiwe konke lokho so sokuyindlala kodwa sokuyindlala.
So linapho abantu liyabanceda ngani nxa ukuthi sokunje?
Manje mnumzana njengoba nje lapha nje sekufana ekhaya nje ukuthi nalapha nje kuyasetshenzwa kunjalo kodwa nje umuntu uthi imizwa yasiwa mningi khonoko nje sesiyijalise into ekhaya ukuthi wethile nje kungafiwe emakhaya siyakuyothumela khona kuyabo kuthole sesebenzela ukudla nje
sokudlala ukuhlupheka nje kuvele
vele impilo ekhaya vesinjeanti masiwa lapha ukuthi abantu abadala bayahola umntazi uya-60s uyabethola la ukuthi igrosane manje ekhaya kithi ngazi kube yisigoga-ke kulakachance atoli neke
oye so manje pho kuthiweni lapha mnumzana uyabona ukuthi kuyahlupha
inkinga esikhona nje mina ngibona ngathi nje into yakho uNkulunkulu la so yabona ilizwe lingaba lengxaba ngoza kube nemsindo nje kule le ndlala ihlala sivesi kuqamadosi sivesi ihlala ekhaya khona ngapha besine unyaka lo kuyaba ngcono njengoba siyangena eminyakeni ozayo labantu bengasathengwa ngerayisi la ngamafutha basekuyaba njalo ukuthi bayothengwa amafutha emasimini kuzonakala kube nendlala siyangena umama phela lo mfazi kalo mdala lo siyabuya nerayisi siyethenga amavoti-ke Selo uhlupheka endoda zalelo uhlupheka zavele uhlupheke.
Oyi hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana. Phosela ukucina kona.
Ngithi nje yabona ngakuthiwa nje angazi kumbe yabona amanye amazwi nje ukuthi bangakithi ngaba yavula nje ukuthi abantu besizwe nokudla nje ngoba nje njengathi kunjalo nje. Sesikwazile izwe izethu ezimabhelinge nazo zire ngendla. Sekwase kuwethu ngesikhanyoni ngothi abantu bayavula emasimini. Sesekuyindlala ukuthi amasebenzi umumbu usuyasonakele. Na uthwa nje mama besilane nje ababa belapha elikhona emazweni kuya ngale singathi ubela sikhela ama organization engene emakhaya ngale bibenike abantu benikeza abantu ukudla ngendlela enga a political ukuthi uthiwa umuntu unikeza ukuthi ule card lebandla le bandla le
Awubona uyichayele ke sibili inyoni sibongile kakhulu enyoni baba
Ngiyabonga madodana libangifonela laba ke hithe saqala le lento episode 7 sayisethiwa ekhaya ngale akukhulunywa ngayo silalela uhle lo kodwa hey Ufosisizwa abanye bekhuluma ngalo nje. Siyathi lokhu sikhutha ukuphindele phakathi.
Hayi, lamhla khona follow kodlu phakathi, hey.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga baba Sulu.
Enyoni baba sibongile kakhulu. So that is Mr. Nyoni.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana Sulu zani madodana.
Yes, sibongile baba. So originally is from Dete in Mat North. So he says he's hearing that you know crops are affected by these kind of floods. So he says at the end of the day it spells disaster for Zimbabweans. Especially, you know, lack of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says right now there's no food, and if this continues, then people are going to struggle really in 2017. And he says in South Africa, where he is right now, mm-hmm. you know, he's just working for the sake of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's trying to put his nose above water. So mm-hmm. it's a big problem as far as he's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So he says maybe elections will come and then spell some good things for Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we've got another caller, Blessing. Loke Tong, James Chitima. Jameson Chitima, kunjan. Hello, we are going to have Numzana Jameson Chitima. Gunjan Numzan.
I'm Pilunga. You said Pinga was Yapua.
No, Gunjan was Yabu.
I was a poor guy.
I'm not sure if you're a good person.
I'm going to go to the house.
Okay, thank you very much. So, according to Jameson Chitima in Binga, he says there's no rain at all. Wow. Nothing, no drop. 2 weeks, no rain, man. So, he says it's so dry that you can't even believe it. Some of the crops are now wilting, and it's a bad situation. He says the maize crop is really bad, but then sorghum is a little bit better, but the situation is not great at all. So, he says WFP has been supplying food to them, and they hope maybe he's going to continue doing the same thing. But it says, Binga really is bad.
Let's go back to Chief Masuku. Chief Masuku, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Chief Masuku, if you may also speak up, we can hardly hear you. Talking about information dissemination, we understand many people in some parts of the country have been swept away trying to cross flooded rivers. Is there enough information being disseminated, say, in your area?
Yeah, but, okay. I think it's common knowledge that you don't cross a flooded river. Yeah, I don't know what really happens with some of the people, but information dissemination is there. People are told day in, day out not to cross flooded rivers. We are even discouraging school children to go to school if it's raining.
Thank you.
We believe it's better for them to miss a day in school than to lose your life.
That's true. Yeah, because like you are saying, in Mutasa Central, I think 2 7-year-olds, little girls, were swept away 2 weeks ago when they were trying to cross a flooded river, and they died, which is very unfortunate. Regai tiende kune mwe mterere udaru kuBotswana vaMaduma makadi.
Siyaphila njani?
Ah mina ngiyaphila.
Yebo Maduma kunjani lapho khona kwa lapho eBotswana?
Yebo mina ngikade somanye ngikuba semahala phakathi Central District yeBotswana lapho.
Kunjani emahala?
Hayi liqliyana nje zokuthi ayili under control leli ngakhulu kangako.
Hayi indawo le vele ngiyazi ngenyama sithele kanti liyadla too much inyama.
Yee.
So ke kodwa ekhaya nxa ukhuluma labo Maduma uvela ngapho kokhodlwayo?
Mina ngivela eGwanda.
Ngapho eGwanda?
EGwanda ngivela ekafusi kodwa sengithuthele insizwa.
Yee lapha le nduna enkulu phela uChief Mbiko antu amazi umasuku.
Yee.
Yee induna ikhona layo lapha kodwa ngale koChief Mate. Labo masuku bonani badlelana so ke nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona ngale ko Chief Mate bathini ngeZulu
eh khaya lesizonda kwafulela bayakhala bathi asokutotile amavele masibini akufela lutho sibili yala bakwazi ukuthi ndibadleni kwenzakaleni abantu ba isigaba sonke bari neti poison akwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani bagcile emanama
o bayagula
bayagula bakwazi ukuthi ipoison bona bayidlileyo kwenzakaleni kwapha emanzini bayagula kakhulu.
So kungabe kungena ezinye izinto emanzini.
Eh kodwa akwazakala ukuthi kuyini ungenile xa ipoison kuphela nje.
Hayi so typhoid.
Sazi ukuthi ngabe yini mkhuhlane lo imane ma poison.
Oh imane ma hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, utshwa bani kangakanani?
Engimazi le base ka 12.
Oh okay. Hayi let's hope bazasila. So kodwa emasimini bathi akusathembisi vele.
Hayi masimini akusathembisi sese sihle bayekela vela basakhangelanga lutho.
Kutotile
lokulisina ukuthi akwathemizi bangalima ukufunde kuvuka futhi kuyana kakhulu ezulu.
Eh. Amadamu ke abakhulumi ngamadamu ukuthi ngabe kumenjani?
Bathe idamu lidabukile njalo inkomo ezinye zihambile lamazi.
Oh. So singathi kuserious kakhulu.
Ha kunzima kakhulu. Mina bekile imibuzo kuminista lapho ukuthi kade njengoba into le bebeyazile ngaphambilini. Bona kuyini bakulungiselelile njengohulumende ngoba kunjani kuzaqhamuka indlala. Kwaqhamuka imikhuhlane njengamanzi abegcwele indawo into emadrobheni kuvelanilani kuyini abakulungisileyo bona ungancedisa abantu ngimzwa ngikhuluma ngoncedo nje thile uyoluthile kumbe sebegidima bagidima bangathi ngabazanga khona lutho
lapho sibili umbuzo oqakathekileyo kakhulu ke mnumzana Maduma ujaye sibili ujaye nsikeni ukuthi kambe uhulumende yena ubezimisele yini ngakhonokho ikuthi nje kanti esiuminisa kakho nje silo chief kodwa uchief vele angeke aphendule umbuzo njalo ungani kungahlupha ngoba hayi lokhu kukahulumende. So ke singazi ukuthi ukhona okunye futhi ongakuphosela kodwa iminister sizambuza sesiphumile lapha kuhlelo ukuthi aphendule umbuzo wakho.
Alami ngakhuthaza abantu njengakhoaukubuthana lapha kwezinye izindawo liyena kakhulu izulu abantu baqaphele bangagijimi ukodlula ndlela emazini aagijima kakhulu bazibambe kuhle abantu bangabeli ukuthi isikhathi siyahamba.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Maduma ukhona ngapho ke emahalaphe kodwa ke uvela ko-Chief Mate sibongele kakhulu baba. Sibongile. That is Mr. Gillis Maduma. He's in Mahalape in Botswana. It's known for beef, you know. And then he's saying, you know, back home in Chief Mate area, you know, there are some people who are sick right now, you know, because of this abundance of water, you know. So he says one of the wells was sort of like poisoned. And so people are at Manama Hospital, you know. He says about 12 of them that he knows have been admitted there. So he says waterlogging is a problem. So people have almost abandoned, you know, their fields. And he says one dam actually burst and swept away some cows and so many of these livestock. So, but he says, he posed a very important question. If the government knew that there were these floods coming, what did it do about it? That is it. You know, that's a big question. Yeah, he should have done something according to him. But he says, you know, they even knew that there would be diseases. So what did he do? Maybe the minister will answer that next time.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Regai tiende kuna vamuzira mumutereri wedu. Makadi vamuzira.
Novara makadi nivo.
Aiwa tiripo muri kupi imimi?
Ndiri ku Harare.
Ku Harare kwakamira sei panyaya yemvura?
Nezuro kuhedikilifi yakanaya zhinji. Ine chimvura mapwe. Ine chimvura mapwe. Asi chimvura mapwe ichi changa chine ma ndingati changa chine tuma particulars tudiki zvokuti hatuna kuzonyanya kuita danger taiva tochira kuti dzimba dzikarohana mamwe anenge akakura dzinogona kutsemuka. Asi kumusha kwangu manje ndine kwakaita dambudziko rokuti ichi bridge chaibatanidza Danga nejeka chakadambuka ndobva tarasikibva na chief impost vakapinda mune muchikepe chemakwande ndobva chakidziguka vakafira mvura takati akarasikibva zvikuru nemvura iyeyi nedzimwe dzimba dzakapwanyika nokuda kwemvura iyeyi
asi semaonere enyu rubatsiro rwuri kuhere nekuchimbidza kubva kuhurumende kana kumamasangano anobatsira wayo kana kuti zviri kunetsa sekunzwa kwamuri kuitawo
haiye zvino vanga vasati asi pamwe totarisira kuti sezvinhu zvinenge zvanga zvisina kugadzirigwa zviri kurongwa vanogona kuuya vakatibetsera but pabridge manje maresources acho ndoona sokuti pamwe angangonetsa nokuti chibridge chacho chakakura changa chakakura chachina mapillars chaisina mahose saka chinenge chakuda maexperts anenge oda kuuya kuti azoona kuti angachivaka sei nokuti chakavakwa kare munguva yasmith hatichasukiwa nemvura iyeyi
aish saka zvichanetsa rikasagadzirwa pane dambudziko rakakura
dambudziko rakakura nokuti rod iyoyo ndo yanga ichibatanidza Betty Bridge nesu tatinda nokuwest toinda kubetty bridge but manje zvazvava kuita plus zvevamwe mabhazi mazhinji anga achibva kuzvishavana achienda kujeka saka nechimiro chavapo yezvino vazhinji vava kusibva kuchegato vozofamba netsoka but pakufamba kwavo manje apapa ameno kuti vanenge voambuka nei kuti vaambukire mhiri vari mamuda vanhu
ash ya pane bva paita dambudziko saka apa muri taurai
nokuti makanu ari kushandiswa wando ataona zvearasi aita kuti upenyu hwachifi huinde padambudziko
saka rwizi rwacho rwakakura zvekuti rwakakurisa
rwizi rwakakura runonzi mwanezi gunozikamwa zvikuru rwakakura
ya mwenezi rakakura
saka ndo dambudziko riripo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuzira nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru
morara zvakanaka
aiwa nemiwo I think Gibbs, we have our second guest, Dr. Takavafira Joe, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us at such a short notice. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Dr. Joe, how is the situation today in Maswingo in terms of the rains?
Well, the rain is quite better for the past 24 hours. Actually, it has not been raining, except in some areas in Mwenezi where it has been raining, but the rain has actually subsided.
And can you give us an update about schools that might have been affected by these rains, like throughout the country? Did you get any updates?
Yes, I have schools that have been affected, particularly in Mberengwa, because that's my home area, and I'm always briefed about the schools that have been. We have a number of primary schools, such as Makereni, such as Gembosko, and the secondary schools, such as Chegato, primary schools like Moruabu, Chingechuru, and also Chaza, as well as Vumukwani, and many other schools also in Siza. Particularly if you look at schools like Mbaulo, primary and secondary, as well as Swazi and other schools also in Matsau. Basically, the period the Minister of Education is sending documents like the...
Hello, Dr. Zhou? I think there's a bad connection there, Gibbs, but once got Dr. Zhou, I started to punish my score. Vanga vachitanga vapa muenzaniso wekumberengwa kwavati zvimwe zvikoro zvavharwa nekuda kwekuti nzizi dzakazara. Tinoimba kuti we'll be able to reconnect with him so that he can give us an update on the situation with regards to some schools. You know, they've been hard hit by, you know, these incessant rains.
Yes, buyele njalo ke kuChief Mbiko Masuku. Baba Masuku, le nxa sikhuluma ke ngezikolo singathi zikolo kume njani zikhona yini ezivaliweyo kumbe kume njani kona
hayi azikho engezizileyo ezezivaliwe izikolo kazivalwanga
nxa sokubuya ke njengoba kwezinye indawo lithe khona amabele lawa ahlanyelwe ekugcineni kungani akusoze kuphume kuhle so sibonana nabantu abaningi bahlanyela isikhathi sesingasekho. So ke ngakho ukudla kuyavela ngapi? Sisakhona yini lesiphala senkozi kumbe kuvele akumanga njalo?
Angithi sizive sisuke endlaleni yeminyaka ethile ebiselamana. Leziphala ezinkulu zikahulumende zibezenzele zingasela lutho amabele abekunywe lapha ekhaya. Amabele atholakala khona bengathengwe ngaphandle kwelizwe. So leziphala lezo kazila lutho. Esikhangelele nje ukuthi nxa izulu line kuhle lo nyaka engxenye kungaba ngcono.
Ye, so nxa sikhuluma sibele ngeziphala zenkosi zisakhona yini iziphala ezenduna kumbe iziphala zabosobhuku angazi kumbe kwakukhona nakudala khonokho kambe kusakhona yini nxa ukhangele khonokho
hayi kulesi sikhathi esiphila kizo kade sisokunzima ukuthi kube khona ngendlala iminyaka yonke akuselula
Poke abantu baphephela phi nxa ukuthi leziphala ezinkulu masuku zingalalutho kuyathiwa nipho
into embi nje ukuthi isikhathi esesikiso sisesesidelela ngalithe sekhona kodwa nxa izulu lileli belingaqhubeka lisiwa khona lobo manje kukhona ukuphila abantu bebezaphila ngoba into ezinjengabombambayila indumba lani kusahlanyeleka bekuza kuba ngcono kodwa-ke nxa yokuthi izulu ilanga lakhona lilamandla kakhulu lalo futhi nxa lithe lachisa ngemva kweviki kuyabe sokomile usokusala kusekutheni uhulumende ngiyosokumele azame umzamo abone ukuthi lapho kuthe kwehlula khona abantu bayathola isizo
uyake kwenze yini uhulumende khonokho kumbe vele siyazikhulumela nje ukuthi enxa yangabuya kuhamba njani
anti thina sikholwa ukuthi noma kungama-NGOs abuyayo kodwa abe elesivumelwano lohulumende
kunjalo
so nxa kuyilabo bantu abancedisayo bezoncedisa angabavumela bahlakhiphe ilizwi masinyana ngase sangabona ukuthi isimo sinjani kuhle kuphumilizwe masinyane kwenza ukuthi labo banelise ukuqoqa masinyane ukudla lokhu abantu bathole ukudla
hayi siyakuza kakhulu nduna sicela ubambe ke sesiyaqeda uhlelo sicela ubambe kancane so he's saying that you know he's hopeful that maybe people can survive in a situation where there's a little bit of rain here and there and there's some bit of water you know so he says there are certain crops that can still be planted even if it's too wet you know sweet potatoes and beans. He says that's very possible. And he says he's begging on government to actually assist the people that would be sort of like having no food. So I think we're joined by our third guest, and that is Chief Mchana Kumalo, who is in Mkuza, Mkuza in Matola North Province. Yeah. Chief Kumalo, how are you?
Yeah, Peter Bob.
Yeah, welcome to the program, Dr.
Thank you.
Yes, blessing, I think you can.
Chief Kumalo, how is the situation like in Mkuza?
I'm not in Mkuza, I'm in Bubi.
Oh, in Bubi, yes. Bubi.
Okay.
Yes.
So now the situation is looking much brighter than any other year. We have had fairly reasonable rainfall. And I want to believe that the yields will be a lot better than all other years, except for a few people.
So no flooding?
Well, there is flooding, obviously. Mm-hmm. There is flooding, mm-hmm. particularly the last three weeks to be precise, there were a lot of floods. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we still have those hard soils that despite the flood, the crops still survive. Mm-hmm. Although I think some crops now need a bit of ammonium nitrate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see Kangela Konaboke in Dunakulu is Kangela Konaboke in Danokona, a booby. Singati, see, I want to go to Gulaban to Sibylavanga Tolanga Luto, a Romeo Pedileo, Jalubona Zan Wapinda Yini, M. Tolwen, a Lonya.
Banzabako, Navanya Bantla, Nabe Liminova, with the Inda or Sevo Tote Kul, where Pile and Simil was well a man's, and what would take again. So I want a man Jalo was over with Baza Funa Civil Woods.
Kodwa kunganikwa vela phipho ukudlala kubenkuluma lobaba uMasuku uChief ukhona lapha usecingweni sikhuluma ngeziphala ukuthi iziphala lezana zazikhona ezenkosi kudala kambe ngapho ke ebubi kume njani singabe zikhona yini ezokunceda uzulu
yebo vele ngapi iminyaka lebe kuvele kungalazulu uyakwazi ukuthi phosa kule minyaka phosa engamashumi amabili izulu lolele line lonyaka lingazange libonakale. Mm-hmm. So, ukuvele indawo eziningi sezomile kungasela kudla akudla bekuvele kungekho kutho ukuthi uhulumende ngeqiniso ukuthi uzakaqhubeka okwesikhatshana esithile ngohlelo lwakhe lololaphade incedisa khona abantu abangalakudla ngoba ukudla bekuvele kungalalutho sile indawo eziningi.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Chief Mtshana Kumalo, ngicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So what he's saying is that you know there's a lot of flooding in some cases, you know, the fields look like, you know, some kind of wild area. Mm-hmm. So he says, during the past 20 years, they haven't witnessed such rains. He mm-hmm. says these are very heavy rains. And he believes that maybe the government is going to continue with these food programs. So maybe that can help the people.
Mm-hmm. Regatende unemu mtereri mkoma beloved Tariga wargu South Africa. Makadi.
Upa makadi.
Ndimu zare era.
Hello.
Ndimu zvare here kana kuti ndiva beloved? Okay, taura henyu muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri ku Joburg.
Oh, kwakamira sei nenyaya yemvura iyi?
Miri kunaya. Today yasara ichingonaya zuva rese, tichitonhora.
Mhm.
Munokuluma
futi here kana munotaura chete?
Ndinokuluma.
Oh, yebo, okay. Yes, kuluma lami ke kuluma lo Gibbs lapha. Unjani khonapho lapho khona?
Lapha ngikhona kuyanetha futhi kakhulu.
Kunetha njani? Tshela mina.
Kuyanetha mpela kakhulu izulu liyana lithone lisina namhlanje the whole day.
Kushaya le nkosazana ukuthi uyachathama uye lapha lalapha. Kunjani?
Angizoba.
Uyasha umbani kumbe kunjani? Anti umbani kuthiwa inkosazana. Uchaya inkosazana?
Hayi, inkosazana ayikho nje lithule kodwa liyanetha lona.
Ah.
Linetha lithule lingela nkosazana.
Aha. So ke lapha ngile ndlenduna ke uChief Masuku, ngibe le ndlenduna ke uChief Mtshana Kumalo. Ukukhona ungababuza khona kona?
Yeah,
buzo umkhetho omfunayo kona lapho uChief Nduna uMasuku kumbe Nduna Kumalo.
Bempulu kubuza ngaleli abathi limile etsholotho ngalo ukuthi manje bazokwenza njani ngakho lokhu.
Ye, wathi sikhuluma le nduna ke
limotshile.
Ye, sizwe ke induna uKhumalo lo bengaveli khona ngale sizwe ukuthi kumbe yena kuphatha njani lapha khona. Chief Kumalo uyabuza lapho mama uthi hey, njoba ke abantu bemoshakele lapha kulezulu elini engangaka pho kubanjwa njani konke lokho?
Icholocho ingenye yezindawo esiyizwa emaphepheni njalo zele izikhathi eziningi ihlale siba le mpupho mizulu ngabaningi. Kusobala-ke iy'ndawo ezinjalo ukuthi uhulumende uzamele aphathise ngoba kalisancedanga lutho nxa selinelaze ledlulisa amalawulo lenza njalo.
Mhm. Ye, siyakuza kakhulu umzwile mama. Beloved Taringa ukuthi uthini lapho baba? umzwile ntombi endala?
Yebo, ngimzwile baba.
Ye, hayi
siyabonga.
Ye, lathi sibonge kakhulu. Kukhona ongakubuza uChief Khumalo, uChief Masuku. Kukhona yini?
Hayi cha, hayi cha, sengiyazi baba.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu, ubuye phela ungahambi imjokojwe, he?
Yes,
yes. I think we can go now to Chief Kumar. Chief Masuku.
Let's go back to Chief Masuku. Chief Masuku, apart from the assistance that is coming from the government, in your area, are non-governmental organizations also helping out?
Oh, yes, they are.
Which ones in particular?
We have UN Vision assisting, mainly it's UN Vision.
So that is just in terms of food distribution?
Yes, they are. That's the role they are playing.
Gibbs?
Yeah, last kuluma ke ngama vision, la World Vision. Lokunye okutshiyena kunjalo Chief Masuku pho ke nxa benika abantu ukudla babanika ngendlela eyiyo kumbe kuyaphonga ukuthiwa-ke hhayi wena ungangale wena kuhamba njani xa ungasithi kafukafu kancane nje
okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bayabhalisa bayabhalana bona bayakhethana bona babhalane bona ngokwazana kwabo yikho okwenzakalayo kuyabe kusenziwa umuntu onguyokhokhela konke lokho kuyabe kungukhansila but uyasebenza labo sobhuku la bantu bonke esigabeni ukuthi kubhalwa amabizo abantu abadinga ukusizwa endabeni yokudla well angali angeke ngitho ukuthi enxenya kwenzakali lokho ngabe kusenzakala kodwa akukafiki endleleni zami kakhulu lokho
ye kodwa ubona ngazani labo abathola ukudla bathini nxa ukhuluma labo basuthiseka yini kumbe umuntu uyabe efela ngaphakathi
hayi khona vele ukudla kokuphiwa kusuthisa ukudla kokuphiwa kusuthisa sonke isikhathi kuyabe kukuncane yikho lapho kulohlupho khona ukuthi akweneli akuyiphutshisi inyama so when you have to vele usendlaleni udinga ukuncedisa uphinde kube le ncinye lenye ivizi izinto ezimbili lapho kuyabe kumele uzidingile khona ukudla kubese kusiba nzima khonapho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Chief Masuku ubamba khonapho-ke sokusele kancane ukuthi siphutshe uhlelo so what Chief Masuku is saying is that when it comes to food distribution in his area you know people sit down with councillors and crawlheads, and then they scheme out who needs the food and who doesn't need it. So at the end of the day, it's a question of you know people coming out with names, and not maybe politicians coming out with those names. And he says he hasn't heard a lot about this politicization of food in his area. He says not at all. And he says at the end of the day, what next people is free food. He says free food in most cases is never enough. So people always say, you know, you look for that kind of food, you get it, and then at the end of the day, you have to look for it again. So it's not good for the people in any case. So he says it's something that is really nagging people.
Yeah. Let's go to Chief Khumalo. Chief Khumalo, no problems when it comes to distribution of food in your area? Because we've heard some complaining that there's a lot of politicization.
Not in my area. I've just read it in the from the media and in fact from the media, but on the ground I haven't seen it in my district because, like Chief Masuku said, the registration is done through the councillor in collaboration with the villagers for those people who are in need of food. So if there is any politicization of the food distribution, but I haven't really, it hasn't come to my notice in my district. So I'm assuming that the program is going on well according to plan. If it were not going well, obviously people would have come to complain that they were not being shortchanged with the food relief food.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma tichao na mutume variku South Africa. Makadi. Mkoma tichao na?
Hello.
Hey, gurise South Africa. Hamusi kunzwika zvakanaka mukoma tichaona. Hamusi pa speakerphone handiti. Oraiti tichaedza kuzokufonerai zvakare. Nhare yacho inenge iri kuti netsei. Gibbs.
Yeah, so let me start with Chief Khumalo. Now, Chief Khumalo, when we look at development issues, you know, they stem on issues like water, they stem on issues to do with, you know, people, communities, and so forth. So when you look at some plans that are being made by government, you know, in the long run, do they take into account that at one stage there will be some kind of floods, there will be some kind of heavy rains, and all these kind of things? If not, what are communities doing, you know, to actually tackle that kind of thing?
I'm not sure whether anybody would have thought of this heavy rain that we received this year. Like I said, you know, I think for the last 20 years, we have not seen so much rainfall. So I'm not sure if government would have taken precautions of floods. But that as it may, the floods have come to us. And I think the other problem that we seem to be having is that we don't seem to be having enough fertilizers because with so much rainfall, you need a lot of fertilizers. But again, even those people with fertilizers have not been able to utilize the fertilizers because there was waterlogging in majority of cases. So if you use fertilizer when there is waterlogging, it's just waste of resources.
So, but when you look at issues to do with local government planning, you know, district planning and all those kind of things, where chiefs are part of the provincial, you know, leadership, do you normally talk about such things, you know, at the end of the day?
Oh, yes. We're the rural district councils and ourselves, in majority of cases, we have five-year development plans. We really, those are the things that we talk about because that's livelihood. You know, people live on water. People live on food. You can't talk of anything else excluding those amenities.
But out of those plans, Chief Khumalo, have you seen anything coming out like a good comprehensive development plan to take into account some of these problems?
Yes, some areas have, particularly some areas that you know the people themselves are coming up and. With those projects and joint ventures, some people have adventured into joint ventures, and they are really coming up with meaningful projects to sustain themselves.
Thank you very much.
You know, the government policy is that government cannot sustain the majority of programs that are taking place in the country. So it has come up with a policy of saying, where possible, people should come up with their joint ventures with private enterprise and so on and so forth.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the effects of flooding as a result of Cyclone Depression Dineo, which hit some parts of the country beginning Thursday and also over the weekend. And let's go back to Chief Khumalo. And Chief Khumalo, you heard what Chief Masuku, you heard what Chief Khumalo was talking about there about the problem of this water now affecting crops, especially as a result of flooding, which also leads to leaching, the shortage of fertilizers. How is it like in your area?
I think we are experiencing the same problem. Excuse me. We have a very serious problem of waterlogging, and as he has already highlighted, if you have waterlogging, there is no need for you to use fertilizers.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer need fertilizers.
So it's a difficult. That's another a problem that the country is likely to face, right? Drought, although it has been raining, but still crops are being affected.
Yes, we are most likely to face a drought, but a better drought, though, because we will not be buying stock feed for livestock. Grazing is very good. It will last longer this time.
At least that's a plus, right, as compared to the El Nino last year. Rains were not adequate, but at least this time it's raining and you have enough stock feeds.
Yeah, we have enough. There is enough grass cover this time. We will not be buying stock feeds.
Yeah, it's good. Since also your area is known for cattle rearing, right, as opposed to crops, you must have drought-resistant crops.
We depend mostly on cattle than crops anyway.
Okay, thank you, so, Chief Masuku. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying it depends on livestock than crops. So it's a much, much better year for us.
Gibbs.
Now, still on Chief Masuku, we know that there were some projects that were actually proposed by some politicians like Squilly Moyo. You still remember the Popoma Dam project? It was up to now is still not there. And we know that there is Mchabezi Dam, which is almost fallow. It contains millions of cubic meters of water. So now, at the end of the day, Chief Masuku, is there any way that some of these projects can be, you know, harnessed in order to help communities in your area?
Well, I hope so. But we are having a problem as a nation. Our economy is not performing well. So if the economy of the country is not performing well, I don't think we'll expect much in terms of infrastructural development.
Hayi siyabonga sibili ubambe khona phunga ikachana baba Masuku.
Regai tiende unemwe mutereri mukoma tinotenda Gunda makadi. Tinotenda. Nare achenengeri kuti netsei. Muripo here mukoma tinotenda.
Hayi cingo luyala.
Panenge pasina ningirikira pasina phone. Maybe Chief Kumalo, your last word. Chief Kumalo?
Yes.
Yes, your last word today about this issue of flooding. If the government is to assist some people in your area who are affected, what do you think is of immediate concern?
It's a bit premature to say what is of immediate concern. I think let's give it 1 or 2 months so that we can determine what really we need. But even if there will be shortfalls this year, what is good is that government will not be importing food, but it will be buying obviously from locals, which will be at a much, much, much cheaper price. And they were paying when they were.
Thank you, Chief Kumalo. We've come to the end of this program. We want to thank Chief Biko Masuku and also Chief Mchana Kumalo and all our viewers and listeners and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.